Here's your Sunday morning devotional with Dr. Dan Haefeli, pastor of Maranatha Baptist Church at 3400 DeWitt Avenue in Mattoon.
What is the source of American ethics? What is the source of ethics, period? There's over-secularization of our world today, and everyone's trying to discuss where do morals come from. And I know there's a lot of people that think that morals come from a collective idea that we get together and we agree between ourselves that we do this or we don't do that, and that's where morals come from. I would like to suggest that that's a fallacy, because depending on where you come from, if your morals are based upon a collective agreement together, then collectively the Aztecs would kill virgin teenage girls to sacrifice to their god. And I would like to submit that that was morally wrong, and just because the society had agreed to do that did not mean that it was morally correct. Morals and ethics do not come from a collective democratic decision. They actually come from within us. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them." Here's what he says: "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." We are made by God. In Romans chapter 9, he said, "Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me this way?" Because, you see, God made us this way. He programmed inside of us, in our DNA, he programmed in us an ethical code. That's why when anyone goes up against that moral ethical code, they have to make so much noise and scream and holler and tell us that we are not loving and not kind, because they're trying to overcompensate for that voice within them. I want you to understand something today. God made you the way you are, and he put inside of you an understanding of his wrath and the end of the world and how you're going to face him at some point. That's inside of you. I want you to think about that. God bless you. Have a great day, okay?